Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watt for Jack Watts on Recovery, broadcasting to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. This is the program where we talk about recovery, about people who have been abused, particularly with religious abuse, but any kind of abuse resulting in alcoholism, drug addiction, overeating, overspending, oversex, overindulged, over everything. We live in a nation which has more broken people than not. People need help, and yet they just go through life not getting it, or when they seek it too often, it really doesn't do the trick. It doesn't do for them what it promises. That's why I broadcast. As I do each week, I want to begin the program with a prayer that I've written. This one is titled Learning to Trust God. Excuse me. And it's posted on my blog site, which is Pushing Jesus. If you Google Pushing Jesus, you'll find me all over the place. My website is www.jackwatt.me. Most people have .com. I have .me. The reason? There's some guy in North Carolina who sells used cars who's jackwatts.com, and he ain't me. So I just settled for jackwatts.me, but since this program's all about me, I suppose it's appropriate. All right, here we go. Learning to trust God. Father, as the years progress, I often hear people talk about how much they trust you, but the pronouncements seem no deeper than those of a fickle lover, whose commitment is always self-serving. Lacking tangibility and depth, their affirmations, which flow mellifluously, have selfish and egotistical motives that are devoid of substance. Such people's loyalty has not been forged by adversity and weathered by hardship. Their trust seems shallow and juvenile rather than strong, resilient, and confident, believing that whining and demanding will gain your favor rather than genuine humility. They come before you with attitudes that are petulant and peevish, lacking gratitude. I understand the perspective completely, having spent decades of my life coming before you in precisely the same self-serving, self-centered way, never understanding, never acknowledging that you know what is best for me. I concede my effrontery and selfishness. I have foolishly thought my way was better than yours, but I was wrong. I have wanted my way, believing that when you refuse to grant it, you are distant and detached, unloving and uncaring. But I was wrong. You do know what is best for me, regardless of what that might be. After years of pursuing foolishness, I understand the error of my ways. I wish I had understood this sooner, but I lack the maturity to do so. Now, as wisdom has settled within me, I acknowledge willingly, you give and take away. You give and take away. You give and take away. Blessed be your name. Is that a prayer that you understand? Is that a prayer where you have been? Is that something that you can understand and relate to? Are your prayers shallow, demanding things from God, do this, do that, and while you're at it, do something else? Doesn't work. I see posts on Facebook all the time. Have a good attitude. Change this, do that. You know, these little positive affirmations that are going to somehow change your life. Positive thinking in and of itself does not work. Renewing your mind does. A subtle difference. In the renewing your mind, renewing your state of mind, part of the recovery process of the 11 steps to spiritual renewal for people who have been wounded, for people who have been abused. Specifically, I'm relating today's topic to step two, which is I commit to stop living my life in pursuit of self-defeating behavior. What is self-defeating behavior? It's the things that you do to medicate the pain in your life that end up causing you more trouble than it fixes. For me, it was drinking too much in relationship. I found that if my heart was broken or if I was in conflict about something, I could always drink and it would numb the pain. And it worked. It worked for a long, long time. Then it stopped working. And once it stopped working, it never worked again. That's when I knew I was an alcoholic. That's when other people knew I was an alcoholic. Other people knew before I did. Okay? Referring to step two, I commit to stop living my life in pursuit of self-defeating behavior. Many of us prefer to stay at the threshold of the Christian life instead of going on to construct a soul in accordance with the new life God has put within. We fail because we are ignorant of the way we are made. We put things down to the devil instead of our own undisciplined natures. Think what we can do when we are aroused. This is a quote from My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers. We fail because we are ignorant of the way we are made. God has made us for a purpose. I remember when I was 5 years old, and I was a little Catholic boy, and Irish Catholic, and growing up in Boston, Massachusetts. And the first thing in my catechism said, who made us? God made us. The second question, why did he make us? To know, love, and serve. Now, I've learned a lot of things throughout my life. Honestly, I've never gotten past the answer to the second question. There's no higher calling, there's no greater purpose than to know, love, and serve God. You can do it a bunch of different ways, millions of different ways, hundreds of millions of different ways. But that's your purpose, and when you are ignorant of the way you were made and what your purpose is, you flounder. That's particularly true when you're trying to recover. The single greatest enemy to our recovery is the state of our mind. Because we have been abused, typically we feel defeated and worthless, which is exactly the message our abusers want us to receive. You're no good. You're not worth my time. I'm okay, you're not okay. Does that sound familiar? It's my way or the highway. I'm right, you're wrong. All of these things lie at the threshold of emotional abuse. Once there's emotional abuse, all kinds of other abuse follow. Although it's normal to have feelings of worthlessness as a result of being abused, it's self-defeating to internalize these feelings and make them a part of who you are. I'll say that again. It's normal to have feelings of worthlessness as a result of being abused, but it's self-defeating to internalize these feelings and make them part of who you are. What that means is you believe it's true that you're worthless. You believe it's true that God doesn't love you. You believe it's true that you're not redeemable. You believe it's true that you have no value. If you have no value, then being abused seems like it's not as bad as it really is. You deserve it. Once you believe that, it's a pit that's very difficult to get out. If you want to become a whole person, valuable to yourself and to others, you must renew your mind and reject what your abuser has said about you. You're no good. That's not true. You have no value. That's not true. God doesn't love you. That's not true. I'm right. You're wrong. God told me I'm right. God told me you're wrong. That's not true. That's a lie, and that's what puts you in the spot that you're in, where you cannot breathe. Do you want to live there? Of course not. Doesn't work. If you want to be a whole person, valuable to yourself and others, you must renew your mind and reject what your abuser has said about you. Don't internalize. If you already don't internalize this stuff, don't accept it. If you already have, make a commitment to renew your mind immediately. The way to do this is simple. Accept that God loves you and desires your recovery. Accept that God loves you. He wants you to be a whole person. He doesn't like that you have been abused, and he does not like that you have internalized this abuse. He wants you to get rid of it by renewing your mind to believe the truth about who you are and what he has done to make you a whole person. This is easy. The solution is easy. But, there's always a but, isn't there? But summoning the courage and the will to transform your mind may be the most difficult thing that you ever do. Plus, it's not a one-time decision. You must do it every day, sometimes every hour. You have to keep doing it. Keep at it, keep at it, keep at it. You didn't get to where you felt worthless in a day, and you cannot transform your mind to where you believe what God says about you, that you are a fine and worthwhile person overnight. It's something you have to work at, work at, work out. Continuously. The first way that you do that is by putting away the things that are causing you to be defeated. If you're drinking too much, yeah, do something about it. If you're addicted to prescription pills, you got to do something about it. If you are eating twice as many calories as you need to live because it's comforting, you got to do something about it. If you're obsessed with working out and looking perfect because it's the only thing that you control, you're going to have to take a look at that too. Whatever is the thing, you know what it is. If you're a pillar in the church, it's probably pornography. Say that 80% of all pastors are addicted to pornography. Why would that be so? The answer is easy. It's a place where they can go where nobody else sees them, and they can they get into some, you know, some pretty deviant things in that, that I'm not going to discuss now. But it's a way for a person to be privately one way where they cannot be that way publicly. And that's the problem with pornography. And that's why it's such a big problem with Christian people. Whereas it isn't with some people that, you know, they don't care what people think of them and what they think of what they're doing. So they don't have to do it subtly. They do it overtly. Okay. The solution to accept what God says about you as true is easy. Making it happen in your life is tough. It's not a one-time deal, as we've said. You've got to do it every day, sometimes every hour. It's hard, but the value of making the effort is incalculable. If you make the commitment and persevere, over time and slowly, you'll change and become everything God ever intended you to be. I want you to think about that for a second. If you make the commitment and persevere, over time and slowly, you'll change and you'll become everything God ever intended you to be. If you don't, you'll continue to wallow in mediocrity and self-pity for years, maybe decades, maybe the rest of your life. Do you want that for yourself? Do you want that to be the way your children and grandchildren remember you? As a defeated, self-pitying weakling? I don't think so. You can change. It's slowly. It's a slow process. It's gradual. But if you do it, it'll work. I do want to recommend that my book, Recovering from Religious Abuse, The 11 Steps to Spiritual Freedom. You get into this stuff and it will help. I'm not just trying to sell a book because I won't sell many of them anyway because it's not supported by churches. This is just little old Jack in Atlanta, Georgia, trying to talk to people because I know what I'm talking about because I've been through this stuff and I spent decades figuring it out. But now that I have, my purpose is to help you, and that's why I do this radio show every week. It's why I put up these blogs, which when I started putting the blogs up on the Pushing Jesus site, I'd work for 3 hours on something and three people would read it. I think, okay. But I knew I was doing what I was supposed to do. Now, there are people in 80 countries that look on my little old website, Pushing Jesus blog, Muslim countries all over the place, which I find very interesting. It happens routinely. Okay. Here it is in front of you. What do you want? Do you want to continue with your self-defeating behavior, or do you want your life to count for yourself and for God and for everybody around you? The choice is yours. Renew your mind, or continue to internalize the lies that others have said about you as the truth. When you believe what people say about you, that is contrary to the Word of God, you're setting yourself up for a defeated life. And I'm going to read one scripture verse here. It's from 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things freely given to us by God. we've received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of God. If what I'm saying resonates with you, you'll know it. You'll know what you're supposed to do. Instead of having your ears tickled, get to work. Begin the recovery process. Say no to your abuser. Get help. There's plenty of help. And I'm here to help. Take a look at some of the blogs on Pushing Jesus. They're free. Get the book. You can get it at any bookstore. It's not free, but it's not expensive. Go to my website. You can get it there, order it, and I'll send it to you. You can also read my story. Hi, my name is Jack. I promise you, you take a look at some of the things that have happened in my life, you'll think, whoa, I thought I was messed up, but at least I'm not. Didn't have some of the things that Jack had happen. And guess what? He's there on the radio saying that I can get out of this hole, and he got out of it. If he can get out of it, I can get out of it too. And you can. It's beyond possible. It's a certainty that you will. Guess who wants you to get out of the hole? Almighty God. Guess who wants you to stop indulging in your self-defeating behavior? God does. Because he has positive things for you. But this isn't positive thinking. You've got stuff that you've got to do that's real and tangible. Specific things. Big time things for some of you. If you're in an illicit sexual relationship, you can pray all you want to. It isn't going to do you any good. You got to get out of what is causing you the problem. No way to get better until you make the decision to stop the things that are pulling you down. If you do that, there's a life ahead of you that has value and that works. You don't have to be religious. Religious people are boring. And they don't often have much depth to them. Why? They use religion as their crutch instead of their relationship with God, which is much different. If you have a relationship with God, once you do, to Almighty God, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you are set. Your life can change for the better. It will change for the better. There is zero chance that God doesn't want you to recover from your abuse. If he is for you, then who can be against you? I don't care who it is or how powerful they are. They are not more powerful than Almighty God. Just even think so. Just it's ridiculous, isn't it? Okay, we're just about out of time. This is important stuff. If you're wounded, you can get well. And I want to thank you for listening. This is Jack Watts for Jack Watts on Recovery. Have a simply marvelous day. Bye-bye.